Blake McDonald, President of World Health, joins us again. Blake, how you doing?
Good, guys. Good, guys. I'm 100% behind that.
Yeah. How many times do you think, like, let's say we go like a 8-minute interview. How many up and down? Because you've been here at the station. It's about, I don't know, 9 stairs and down and then 9 again. So how many times up and down do you think you could go in 8 minutes?
In 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to think you could make it. You got to make it probably 5 times a minute. So 40?
40. Maj, I like it. I think this will be the test for next Monday. We will see. Before the show, we'll see in 8 minutes how many Mageau can do. I love it. It'll be great. Okay. Now, do you find, is there more risk of injury coming out of winter hibernation, or do more people work out in the winter because they just want to do something, and then, you know, summertime, maybe they let off because they're outside and they're walking, and then they go back in the fall, and that's when injuries occur. Is there one that's more prevalent for injury?
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely see injuries a lot of times tied to your, you know, the physical and the shape that you're in and how healthy you are. So, you know, what we see in Canada a lot of times is, you know, people are super active during the winter months. You know, they're trying to get their body in shape and be ready for bathing suit season. And then it all stops in the summertime. And so, you know, when fitness levels go down, when health levels go down, when vitamin levels go down, that's where you start to see, you know, injuries start to happen. Even when you put on an extra 10 or 15 or 20 pounds, you know, it's an extra load that your body's having to carry. And so, yeah, injuries definitely happen in the fall because of the lack of work that gets put in the summer. And so, you know, the biggest thing we tell people is you gotta stay active. And there's some really key things that you gotta understand about what happens in the summertime. I think a lot of people think, like, one of the biggest misdemeanors or misconceptions is that you know heat, you know, sweating means that you're burning calories, and so people think they don't have to work as hard in the summer. But the reality is the opposite is true. Heat actually lowers your metabolism, and so, you know, your metabolism, you know, runs faster in the colder winter months than it does in the summer. And during the winter, your body temperature is higher than the temperature around it. So you have to maintain your core body temperature, which, you know, requires energy that translates into calorie burn. It's called cold-induced thermogenesis. But, you know, when during the summer, the amount of energy that's spent, you know, heating your body is at a minimum. And it means, mm-hmm, you burn less calories, you put on more weight, mm-hmm, and you're much more subject to both injury and, obviously, you know, putting on extra pounds.
Well, that's interesting because I think that goes against most of us conventional thinking, oh, you know what, I'm outside. Oh, I got a good sweat on today. Man, I really worked hard. But a lot of times you probably feel fatigued because you're hotter, but you're actually going to have to push yourself to get through that if you want to have the same gains as in the wintertime when it's cooler.
Well, you do, and there's actually a couple things here. Like, you know, not going out for a run because it's screaming hot is a huge interruption to your exercise routine. And so, you know, even just think about, just moving a little may cause your body to overheat and it starts to think, well, maybe it's a good time to take a break now. So psychologically, it lowers your physical activity level. And over time, like over the course of 4 or 5 months, that adds up. So, you know, there's a couple things we kind of tell people to do. Now, number one is if you're doing outside activity, try and do it in either the morning or early morning or late, you know, in the evenings, because, you know, when the heat's not so hot outside. And then the other thing is, you know, use like the facilities that you have. So, you know, go to the pool or go to the gym, and get away from the heat where you can, you know, perform your exercise without having that, you know, that inhibitor. So you really got to focus on, you know, making sure that you're conscious of what heat does to the body.
Blake McDonald joins us from World Health. Now, Blake, so we don't have to burn as many calories, but do you warm up quicker in the summer because it's naturally hotter out? Is there better chance to have a peak performance because of that? What does that work, or is that incorrect as well?
Well, just, you know, based on what I just kind of said, no, because like your body wants to shut down when it overheats. And so, you know, sweating doesn't really mean that you're burning out calories. In fact, there's another thing that sweating really it's worth mentioning is that when you sweat, you're losing fluids. But you're not just losing fluids; you're losing vitamins and minerals. And a lot of these vitamins and minerals include nutrition that your lipid metabolism uses to help burn fat. And so, without these nutrients in your body, you don't burn fat properly. You have your energy levels start to drop. Your performance at whatever sport you're in starts to drop. And so, it's really key to have ensure that you're putting those valuable vitamins back in there. And we talk a lot about people having to supplement and take vitamin B1 and 2, water soluble vitamins, because vitamin B, think about the B is in terms of burn, and it's used by your body to burn fat. And if you're not taking those things, you're really inhibiting your performance.
Blake McDonald joins us. So interesting, some people, when they first start training, they sweat a lot right away. And then later on, they do the same activity, they don't sweat as much. So that's a sign then that sometimes maybe the less you sweat, you're actually in better shape?
Yeah, that's 100% what it is. It's like you condition your body to, your heart rate, everything to be able to handle that level of activity. And so certainly over time, conditioning will help you sweat less. But sweat, the key thing to understand with sweating is like it's your body exuding water, and you gotta replace that water, and you gotta replace the vitamins and minerals that are going with it. So that's really key as well. And then
Now, we got a few texts saying, hey, I'm a meter reader and I walk 10 to 15K a day. When I get home, I'm drastically tired, but I'm gaining weight. So now, is that because he's never working hard enough to burn any calories? Because walking, well, yeah, it's consistent, but you're never really getting your heart rate up enough to burn anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think people, I think a lot of times too, people think that burning calories and just doing cardiovascular type activity is what's going to allow you to lose weight. But if you're not doing anything to generate lean body mass or muscle, along with that cardio, activity, you might be burning, 500 or 1,000 calories during that walk, but what are you doing for the other 23 and a half hours a day? So you have to work on your body as well so that, you have enough lean body muscle that's continually burning calories. During the time that you're not on the treadmill or you're not actually walking, and so that's why making sure you have a program that works on both cardio and strength building is key for people.
So now, Blake, what would you recommend then on doing now spring/summer to avoid coming back in the fall then with heavy weight gain? What do you do to avoid gaining weight this summer?
Well, obviously, I've talked a lot in this segment about making sure that you stay active. Either go to the gym, go to the pool, make sure that you're doing whatever outdoor activity you can in the evening or in the morning. But I think the other big thing that I see is just, huge, summer is the lack of nutrition, time of the year. And, the issue is you're out of the boat, you're at a concert, you're at the beach. And they're just a lot of times there's not a lot of healthy food options, and so it's about choices, right? And making sure that people make the best choice that's available to them. Drinking water instead of sweet iced tea or lemonade or other drinks that are high in sugar. Avoiding as much as possible burgers and hot dogs. Things that are just so high in saturated fat. Just understanding what's in the food you're eating. Frozen yogurt is a great example. I talk to people, I have like 5 frozen yogurts a week, but some of the frozen yogurt you can get actually has more sugar and more calories than ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought of this one when I thought of this one, Gregor, but limiting fruity alcohol drinks. You have your Mai Tais, you have your your pina coladas, those can have 600 or 800 calories per drink.
Whoa, wait a sec. What, you think I drink fruity drinks, buddy? I'm vodka water. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You're in great shape.
Yes.
Or, you know, like, you know, even beer, looking at some of the beer choices you have, or Michelob Ultra, you know, that's definitely the direction you have to go. So making smart choices is really key here. And you know, like I said, if you make the best choice possible, you're going to limit the calorie gain that you can get. And I think summer's a terrible time to, you know, there's food trucks out there. There's just so much bad food that you can get. Even, you know, you're sitting on the patio, having a drink, having a beer, you know, they're bringing hot wings out. You got to make smart choices.
Blake, great stuff, my man. We will see next Monday. How many flights of stairs Majot's done in 8 minutes? We're looking forward to it. 40 is the goal. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, man. I love it. Thanks.